Basil, and on my right is Justice Dana Womack. On my left is Justice Brian Walker. We're going to have one remaining case, an oral argument this afternoon, and I think we've removed one issue from this case. We are not going to discuss how we pronounce I-R-I-O-N. Donna, would you call the case, please?
The court will now call Jeff Power Company versus Jack Trickle District. May the place of court, Jeff Mason, represents the appellant and Kirk Swan for the appellant.
Good.
May it please the court. First of all, I want to thank your honors for allowing us the opportunity to have oral arguments on this issue on remand. I'll speak on behalf of counsel. We both appreciate that opportunity. Jack County Appraisal District cannot credibly argue that JW Power was not subject to multiple appraisal for the tax years at issue. Jack County admits multiple appraisals at minute 24 of the last time we appeared before the court for oral argument. Although using the term very, very, very minimal exceptions. Jack had's MSJ at court record, clerk's record 653 to 655, shows where there was multiple appraisal. Jack had's Appendix A to the brief recently filed, and I believe to be handed to the court later, shows multiple appraisals. Jack had's Exhibit B to its MSG shows multiple MSJ shows multiple appraisals.
Your theory, you're not presenting a theory to this court that or in your appeal, that there's an overlap between individually appraised compressors in Palo Pinto County and individually appraised compressors in Jack County. Yours is those compressors in Palo Pinto County are swept into the DHEI valuation.
So our primary argument, yes, Your Honor, is that because those compressors, all of the compressors, are part of JW Power's dealer's heavy equipment inventory in Palo Pinto, there is necessarily multiple appraisal. But even if the court doesn't want to go down that direction and follow the opinion in the Fourth Court's opinion in Duvall, using that methodology, Jack Cad has effectively said there was multiple appraisal on at least the compressors.
On a few of them.
Correct, Your Honor.
12 or 14.
Correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
We count 15, I believe. There.
They
count 12.
Kinds of numbers. Right.
Yes, Your Honor. Just as a facial issue, the trial court could not. They erred on that issue, and it could not have been a judgment for Jack County Appraisal District on that issue. How that multiple appraisal is calculated, to what extent it was multiply appraised. Again, our argument is that because the entirety of DHEI was declared for and sitused in Palo Pinto County and cleaned up in Palo Pinto County, and every one of
tell
those.
Tell me where the 300 compressors, I think there are different numbers, that they're all above 300 for 13 through 16. Tell me where those compressors ever appeared on the appraisal rolls of Palo Pinto County.
So some of them appeared individually prior to Palo Pinto County correcting
they
the
rolls. They did not appear as DHEI. They appeared as individually appraised business personal property, didn't they?
That's correct, Your Honor. Right. They did originally. Subsequent to all the suits that were filed across Texas and Palo Pinto County, enacting its audit power under 23-1241-G, those appraisal rolls were corrected. Really, those individual compressors.
They were corrected by the agreed judgment.
Correct, Your
Honor. Any other mechanism that corrected the appraisal rolls in Palo Pinto County?
Not for those tax years, Your Honor. That's how they were corrected, was by the agreed judgment. The reality, however, is that those compressors were always dealer's heavy equipment inventory. And even if Palo Pinto County had correctly entered dealer's heavy equipment inventory accounts originally on the appraisal rolls, at the same time in 2013, 2014, 15, and 16, those compressor numbers would not have appeared on their rolls, because those compressor individual unit numbers do not appear on the Yard County rolls. The only place those individual units appear are in the monthly reporting to the Yard County.
They certainly appear in the agreed judgment, don't they?
Not the entirety of them, no, Your Honor.
There are 90 of them, and some people say 86, some people say 90. There are no more than 90 compressors identified in the agreed judgment.
The agreed judgment with Palo Pinto
County? Yes, sir, I'm sorry. I understand we have more than one agreed judgment. When I say agreed judgment, I'm talking about the one with Palo Pinto.
Yes, Your Honor. In fact, though, really, Palo Pinto County put them on the rolls as they should have per 23-1241 in just a full account. So there are five accounts for Palo Pinto County. So not naming the individual compressors, those compressors that were in that AFJ were removed from the Palo Pinto County rolls in order to identify them correctly as part of the dealer's heavy equipment inventory accounts, five of which were identified 2013 through 2017. And the values were in that agreed final judgment. So even if
Palo Pinto Appraisal District shall create a dealer's heavy equipment inventory account for the subject properties, with the subject properties being specifically defined. So are there any other compressors on the Palo Pinto rolls as DHEI pursuant to this judgment other than the 90 identified in the judgment, and if so, how?
Yes, Your Honor. So the values determined for the Palo Pinto agreed final judgment came from the reports of JW Power, which were presented in the MSJ there at the clerk's record 601 to 730. So that's all of the individual units, the individual revenue amounts that were provided to Palo Pinto County and made up that number. So those numbers, if you just took the value of those 80 or 90 compressors and added them up, would be far in excess of the value identified as a DHEI account. What comprised that DHEI account were the values of revenue, which is what 23-1241 requires, provided by JW Power to Palo Pinto County. And just as a check of that, the 2017 tax year in that agreed final judgment with Palo Pinto County. If you take a look at clerk's record, it's 351, it's part of, or I'm sorry, 1351, it's part of the affidavit of the chief appraiser of Palo Pinto County. She actually included in her affidavit as an exhibit the entire revenue listing of 2017 to of what all those compressors are. If that looks similar to the clerk's record at 601 and 730, it's because it's effectively the same report. These are the reports from JW Power presented to Palo Pinto County from which they made corrections to their roles. So in addition to the 2525C2 claim for multiple appraisal, which again, Jack Cadd's own briefing and evidence shows there was at least some multiple appraisal, JW Power has a claim under 2525C3 for form and location. And the court raised this in prior argument, had some questions of my co-counsel at that time about the case law on form and location. We certainly understand, the court's, hesitancy, reluctance to view the form and location argument in light of the current case law on that issue. However, the case law that exists, it's just not on point. There are no cases out there relating to 2525 form and location arguments with anything remotely similar to dealer's heavy equipment inventory. There's none related to motor vehicle inventory, which is 23-121. There's none related to vessels, 23-124. There's none related to manufactured housing, 23-127, all of which are very similar to dealer's heavy equipment inventory, with the exception of DHEI.
There's been special appraisal methods in existence for decades, and the courts have stuck to the definitions of form and location through those decades.
That's correct, Your Honor. Just that these issues similar to the DHEI or the other inventory appraisal methods within 23 have not been raised to the courts to flesh that out.
Your location argument is basically a situs argument. You're not telling us that situs and location mean the same thing, are you?
For dealers heavy equipment, yes, Your Honor, because for general property, right, so an acre of land is situs where it is. You can't physically move it. Airplanes, which were in some of the Chapter 2525 case law, right, so they have a situs. Even if there's some allocable value to another county in which there is situs in the counties in question in those cases.
2525C3 says excuse me, if I could talk, exists at a location. And the case law interprets that as a physical location. And you had a right to protest. In fact, you protested situs in your protest that you didn't pursue through judicial review. So now we're supposed to leave the records open for 5 years, the rolls open, taxing decisions that form the rolls for 5 years, so you can file a motion to correct on the basis of tax situs?
Yes, Your Honor, that's how we read 2525. And for the purpose of, you know, all of that case law indicates that 2525 exists to correct fundamentally unfair appraisal. And if you did not have taxable situs in the county, and the county nevertheless taxed it.
But exists under very limited terms. I mean, Willacy goes through an entire analysis of what rights you have under a Chapter 41 protest versus what you have under a motion to correct under 2525C.
Yes, Your Honor, it does. Again, I mean, the Willacy case, again, relates to, you know, it was multiple appraisal, I believe. But the form and location as read together, right? So that, and that's, again, the uniqueness of this statute is that it is not just establishing where the taxable situs is. It's saying this is a different form of property. It is not bound by the 2102.
Doesn't the DHEI statute itself suggests that the compressor subject or property, lease property subject to DEI evaluation remains personal property?
With its own taxing scheme, I think that it's fair to say.
Right, with its own taxing scheme, but it still remains personal property.
It does. It would remain a species of, and that's what the briefs, I'm sure Your Honor saw. You know, these are not, yes, dealers heavy equipment did not exist when the Texas tax code was formed, nor did the motor vehicle inventory. You know, so some of these are new, and it's just that they have not been up on appeal on this unique set of circumstances in order to flesh out both the form and location, right? Because the case law, again, you know, it is set to say if there's a fundamental unfairness in the taxation. Well, if I have a van worth $1 million and an acre of property worth $1 million, they're taxed the same. There's no fundamental unfairness because they called it a van when it's an acre of property.
We define form in accord with 2502, don't we, which actually uses the term form in it, which it references personal property, which these compressors are.
It does reference real and personal property, and the courts have said it, and some other description of the property on the rolls. And that's where we think that needs to be read together, right? So this is not just a compressor. That's wrong. This is a unit of dealer's heavy equipment inventory on the roll in a county where there's not situs. So
you want us to expand the historical definitions of 2525, particularly 2525C3, to meet your situation?
Yes, to meet the unique circumstances, we believe that there would be.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There would be a, you know, not a reversal of all the prior case law, but certainly distinguishing the prior case law for the unique circumstances.
But you had an adequate remedy, a Chapter 41 remedy, to address these situs and valuation issues.
Yes, several of these, and again, as we told the Supreme Court, you know, had this been addressed in a 41 protest and a suit thereon, the outcome is the same as taking them through 2525 C2 and C3. Yes, the ultimate remedy of removal from the rolls is the same.
Okay, I'm going to let you talk. I'm sorry.
Sure, thank you, Your Honor. Again, the case law on point on 2525 C3, there just isn't any. There's none with the unique circumstances of dealers' heavy equipment inventory. And so, again, we would just ask the court to distinguish and take into account the unique circumstances for that inventory. As to the multiple appraisal, as I already said, Your Honor, it's really just a question of how much was multiply appraised. The appraisal district, in all of its briefing, in its oral argument, says there's some amount of multiple appraisal. For that reason, the trial court, therefore, erred in its judgment, granting the motion for summary judgment for Jack Cad. JW Power therefore respectfully asked the court to reverse the erroneous judgment of the trial court and render in favor of JW Power, remanding the case to the trial court for the resolution of the remaining issues, or in the alternative, remanding the case to the trial court for resolution since the grant of their MSJ was improper.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor.
May it please the court, Your Honors. Were the court to grant any remedy here today, it would have to be premised on Section 25.25C, 2, and 3 of the tax code. That provision allows for very limited relief under these circumstances of up to 5 years post facto. In this case, for multiple appraisal or for property that did not exist on the appraisal roll in the form and location described on the roll. Conspicuously absent from the list of remedies in Section 25.25C is the property should have been appraised as dealer heavy equipment inventory. There are pages of the appellant's brief to that effect, and they have no relevance whatsoever. Conspicuously absent from the list of remedies under Section 25.25C is the property had no situs in the county. Again, pages of brief that have no relevance. Particularly conspicuously absent from that list are things that are fundamentally unfair. Now, courts have applied that moniker to things that are listed in 25.25C, but have never expanded it to another category of if you can prove it's fundamentally unfair, you get relief. Conspicuously absent from that particular list is they paid more taxes than they would have under the other taxing scheme. Conspicuously absent under that list is the property owner misunderstood the reporting requirements. Conspicuously absent from that list is another appraisal district failed to enforce its remedies that it could have enforced to get the property on the roll that would have produced a multiple appraisal. Much of J.W. Power's brief and argument advances arguments for remedies that simply do not exist. The only thing that exists is, were they multiply appraised, or did they not exist in the form and location described on the appraisal roll? Were they multiply appraised? They were not. There's a handout that shows what was reported to, this page shows what was reported to Palo Pinto County, highlights of some that were actually on the roll in Jack County. This page shows what was on the roll in Jack County, highlights what was reported to Palo Pinto County. But the undisputed evidence is that regardless of what was reported to Palo Pinto County, in 2013 through 2016, Palo Pinto didn't put any of them on the appraisal roll. And in fact, the summary judgment evidence for multiple appraisal that J.W. Power submitted in its MSJ included a lengthy list of items that were on the appraisal roll. I didn't include this in your handout, and perhaps I should have. This is just page 1 and 2 of it. Be glad to hand it to you. But it includes real estate, furniture and fixtures, vehicles, inventory, not dealer heavy equipment, computer equipment, more machinery and equipment. And then it goes on for pages and pages for compressors that really were in Palo Pinto County. That's what was on the roll in Palo Pinto County, not one single compressor that was actually on the roll in Jack County.
I don't think your opposing counsel, hopefully I'm phrasing what he said correctly, I don't think he argues that the compressors appeared on the roll other than individually appraised business personal property prior to this agreed judgment.
He argues, if I may put words in his mouth,
okay,
that the mere reporting of any compressor to any Yard County is a reporting the whole of the inventory. And so, yes, I would say he does argue that.
Well, okay. But that there was never a DH, and I'm going to get this messed up eventually,
yeah.
DHEI account created before the agreed judgment.
That is correct. I say this mostly to counter the Pullitt's argument that we have admitted there was multiple appraisal. Jack does not admit there was multiple appraisal.
Well, you do have an exhibit on page 2068 through 2070 of the record that says there were certain compressors listed in the as subject property in the agreed judgment that were on Jack's rolls.
That is correct. Now, the agreed judgment, one thing, that was not briefed in the original appeal. And so we submit, one, it's not even permissible. But two, It happened in 2019, after this case was filed. It happened at a time that J.W. Power had already submitted affidavits to the effect, oh, we timely paid and reported everything in Palo Pinto County. This case is an appeal even at the trial court.
Well, it creates quite a conundrum because it's also a de novo standard of review that basically says we start over.
That is true. However, if the 2019 agreed judgment in Palo Pinto were adding compressors to the roll, it was too late. Under Section 25.21 of the tax code, you may only add personal property to the roll for the previous 2 years.
He accuses you or your client of trying to police Palo Pinto's actions. Are you trying to police Palo Pinto's actions with that argument?
No. We're simply observing that Palo Pinto did not add these compressors to the roll for 2013 through 16. Not that they couldn't have. Sure, they could have had they acted soon enough. But the fact is, they did not. That's the observation. Now, if in 2019 they accepted some money that would have been attributable to the DHEI, that in itself did not put them on the roll. That, under the Atascosa case, which I don't think I cited in my brief, I apologize, that actually puts it on the roll for the current year, not for the prior years. So in other words, if any compressors were added to the roll, they were added for 2019. Not 2013 through 16. That's Atascosa versus Atascosa. It's a Supreme Court, not a family law case. That's Atascosa Appraisal District versus Atascosa County. But anyway, the undisputed fact is no, there were no double appraisals for any compressor any year. Yes, they did report a few compressors to Palo Pinto County. They attached copies of checks, which I might add are unendorsed checks, to pay on this pathetically few compressors, but there was no actual appearance on the roll. Furthermore, I'd argue that even if they did pay, they paid 1 month out of 12. Does 1 out of 12 really count as a multiple appraisal? They were supposed to report every month. They reported approximately 0.6%. of the inventory that was listed on the Schedule E there, the Exhibit E that you showed just a moment ago. I would submit that double appraisal should be made of sterner stuff. With regard to the form and location, case after case, as counselor has admitted, have held that means physical form and physical location. J.W. Power admitted after a motion to compel, yes, these compressors were in Jack County. They were compressors. The fact that they could be appraised as dealer heavy equipment inventory does not change the nature of the property. There still exist only two basic forms of property and has so existed since time immemorial. I'm sure Lord Blackstone would have so opined. I remember at his retirement party, you know, it was just, he expounded on some things like this, but there's personal property, there's real property. Personal property might be tangible or intangible, but there's not dealer-heavy equipment inventory.
Well, as I ask your co-counsel, the DHEI statute still refers to this as personal property.
Correct, and it also still specifically requires individual per-unit reporting every month.
1240, that's what the basis of Duval is.
That's part of it, yeah. That's under 1242, not 1241.
The monthly rather than the annual.
Correct.
Operations. Okay.
That's correct. The EXLP case says absolutely nothing about Section 2525. The EXLP case arose under 4141, the timely protest. Admittedly, in all likelihood at least, had J.W. Power pursued its 4141 protest through judicial remedy, it could have in all likelihood obtained relief. I say in all likelihood because I have, in fact, run into some compressors that didn't qualify, and I haven't thoroughly examined these lists. But for all practical purposes, they probably could have gotten their relief. Instead, they waited until the teachers were paid, the roads were paved, the courts were open, the jails were staffed, and whatever other local services were given and then file this action, which has very, very limited remedies available to it for specific purposes. That is, there's only a limited number of things for which you can get relief. When you don't file timely, you wait 5 years or most thereof to file. And so from that standpoint, we believe there's just simply no relief here. There's just not a remedy for it. And I would even dispute that there's anything fundamentally unfair about this. J.W. Power, for whatever reason, reported only a tiny fraction of its inventory. Tiny, tiny, tiny fraction. And that's true not just in Palo Pinto County, but in every case this is about. Was it a legitimate misunderstanding? I don't know. But that's all that happened. J.W. Power is not contending that it should, that it's been grossly overtaxed, at least under the standard taxation. It's that it wants to get away with nothing at all. Now, I understand about the latent judgment in Palo Pinto County. That was not the case in Jim Wills County, for example, and several other counties.
If they had reported 100% of their inventory and they were getting taxed in two different counties at the same time,
yes,
would you think that that's fundamentally unfair?
I would agree that if they, in fact, reported the whole of their inventory, that county did put it on the roll and the county assessed a tax, that would be multiple appraisal.
Multiple appraisals means on the rolls. It doesn't mean theoretically should have been accorded a certain tax treatment.
Correct, Your Honor, and that's the Bosky disposal versus, no, I'm sorry, I'm getting my cases wrong. That's the, it's one of the salt well disposal cases.
It's either, okay, you got the right case, but and we double taxation is not theoretical.
It is not theoretical, that is actual, and there is no actual double taxation.
Except perhaps under the agreed judgment.
And except perhaps under the agreed judgment, which I would compare to blatant forum shopping.
I would expect nothing less.
That's all I have, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Your Honors, I'll address a few things raised by opposing counsel. I guess the first to turn to is the forum shopping. It was not J.W. Power's intent to have to sue almost every county in the state of Texas to enforce the law and have them appraise J.W. Power's property correctly. The fact that there was ongoing litigation in Palo Pinto County and that was a requirement in order to get a judgment and an agreement with Palo Pinto County isn't forum shopping. This is not a matter of J.W. Power didn't pay any taxes. J.W. Power paid the full amount of taxes that were due in Palo Pinto County and multiple times, I think up to 45 times as much in Jack County on compressors that should never have been appraised there in the first place. As to the reporting requirements.
I mean, his argument is maybe that's true, but that was a fight for a different day. That was a fight you abandoned.
So, Your Honor, I guess the question would be, had we raised a Chapter 41, fight with Jack Cad and went into suit while the others were pending as well, would there not have been a multiple appraisal or fundamentally unfair appraisal if at the time that we settled with Jack Cad, Palo Pinto Cad had not entered the agreed judgment? And I say, yes, there would be. It's still a fundamentally unfair appraisal. It is a multiple appraisal. And while 23-1242 is not a prerequisite to treatment as dealers heavy equipment, it was argued by opposing counsel that it was. It was argued by opposing counsel in this case, in the Duval case, that it was. That's the basis of the Duval opinion, is that somehow 23-1242 reporting is a prerequisite. And at least for those compressors admitted to by Jack Cad, there was reporting, and it was an error. It was only 1/12, right? So 1 month out of the year that was reported.
That's exactly the same issue that was in front of Duval, wasn't it? The difference between our case and Duval is there wasn't any correspondence between, Jim Wells and Duval? There wasn't any correspondence between the compressors appraised in Jim Wells and compressors appraised in Duval. Here,
there's some overlap.
Perhaps to the extent of 12 compressors, there is an overlap.
Yes, Your Honor, and that's correct. Here, the facts are different, you know, despite last time at oral argument being told the facts are the same. And whether it's that 1/12th is not the full amount that should have been reported, 1 + 1/12th is 1 1/12th. That's still multiple appraisal. It's still, as a matter of law, multiple appraisal.
But they never showed up as a D. They were never on the rolls in Palo Pinto County as DHEI until that agreed judgment.
That's correct, Your Honor, nor would they be. So there would be no way to verify, again, even if Palo Pinto had put them on the rolls in a DHEI account when they should have, without JW Power having to sue for that, it wouldn't have showed up.
Without there being a DHEI account, there's not multiple appraisals.
It's appraisal by 23-1241B. It's the appraisal by the taxpayer submitting what that dealer record is.
To have a multiple appraisal, do you disagree with me? That if it's not on the rolls, it's not a multiple appraisal.
We do, Your Honor, for the simple fact that if that were the case, if we properly reported and properly paid to all the proper counties, and they just decided to ignore the taxpayer, that leaves the taxpayer in a fundamentally unfair. Possibly, we would hope so. Certainly, would have liked to have done so prior to this, but it still creates a multiple appraisal and a fundamentally unfair appraisal at that. We agree with counsel. You know, CITUS is relevant only to the extent that CITUS is related to DHEI. The CITUS of DHEI is the location of the DHEI, and that is what distinguishes this case from the other 2525 cases that exist. In all of those cases, there was CITUS. In most of those cases, there was a rendition of property in the county. In most of those cases, in addition to the rendition, there was additional personal property in that county. None of those are the case
here. Why didn't 2525C3 use the word CITUS?
I don't know the answer to that, Your Honor.
We assume that the legislature picks its terms for a reason. And it talks about CITUS with respect, and I guess get my numbers wrong here. You have a CITUS protest under Chapter 41, and then 2525C3 picks a different word. Exists at a location.
That's correct, Your Honor. I don't know the answer to that. We again read them together, form and location, and open that to dealers heavy equipment inventory. Thank you, Your Honor, for your time, and again for allowing us to
argue. Thank you all.